This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking with our hometown hope for the month of July, which is Woodworking for Warriors. And happy to have on the program with me to talk more about that is president of the organization, John Abbey. And John, it's good to have you with us.
Good evening, Dale. It's really great to be here.
First off, John, let's just get everything, everybody on the same plane is exactly what is Woodworking for Warriors.
Well, thank you for having me, Dale. Woodworking for Warriors is a 501c standalone nonprofit, and it's designed specifically to address veterans in the community who are experiencing isolation and other challenges that are the legacies of service to our country.
Absolutely. And doing things by just doing woodworking projects, is that how that works, John?
We've had an experience at Sam Buford Woodworking Institute in Adrian, where we were first started back in 2019, and we learned through doing there and being hosted by Sam Buford that there's a lot of strength and growth and help that comes through community. And as we worked together as veterans, we realized this was something that we wanted to have on an ongoing basis.
So, is this where you have classes, or is this an individual thing? How does that work then?
Well, we've established our site in Tipton, Michigan on M50, and we have two shops there. We're open on Friday and Saturday, every Friday and Saturday from 9 to 5 to any veteran. And we have a full spectrum of classes, instruction, and mentorship, but most importantly, we have community. Mm-hmm. And a veteran can show up there and really do much with woodworking or do very little at all and just be part of what's going on. A lot of learning, a lot of growing, and at the same time, vets have the opportunity to teach as well. And that's where tapping into the leadership skills of veterans that very often get overlooked become really important. We allow vets to step forward and do what they do well.
Yes, and that's so important for vets to be able to have that sense of community and a sense of belonging. Right.
Well, it's everything. I think you in the news reports in today's world, you see repeated reference to isolation as being a critical factor in health or poor health. And it's not just veterans, but veterans occupy a unique place there because they have had a sense of community. They have had a sense of purpose. They had a sense of being. And that's removed when you leave the service. You know, very often not to be found again.
Yeah, yeah. So this is such a needed thing to be able to have for our veterans to be able to access to. How do veterans be a part of this? Do they need to sign up or register? How does that work, John?
We're open to any veteran. All a person would have to do is go to our website at info@woodworkingforwarriors.org and leave your information there and we'll get immediately with you. Or you can come to our facility on a Friday or Saturday between 9 and 5. Just show up. There'll be someone there to welcome you. And we're at 2821 M50 in Tipton, Michigan.
Okay, excellent. This is such a great thing to be able to have, and I think it's so important to be able to have this ability for veterans to have access to. So if they would like more information, again, it's info@woodworkingforwarriors.org. Okay. Now, you mentioned about your location there on M50. You also are on a financial campaign as well for woodworking for veterans, too. So tell us a little bit about that, Woodworking for Warriors. I'm sorry.
We transitioned from Sam Buford in April of 2024 to occupy the site we're at now at on M50. And the idea was that we would put our energy and talents to work improving the site in hopes of one day purchasing the facility. We didn't really have an exact plan. For 2 years now, we've been developing a plan, and we're just now ready to launch that here in the month of July 2026. We've named it Operation Horizon. It speaks to our view of what's ahead, and we're looking to launch this capital campaign and tap into the goodwill and resources of Lenawee County and beyond, who we know have supported veterans over time. So
yeah.
That'll be our goal, and people will be hearing a lot more about it as we go along.
Okay, so the goal for the campaign to raising the funds will be used then towards what then, John?
Well, our target goal is $600,000. It's a very big number, but at the same time, we've made some real progress in raising some money. But the purpose, the sole purpose, is to secure our future through purchase of the facility we're at. It's 5.5 acres. Three barns, a home, and plenty of opportunity for us to grow if we ever wanted to do that. In the meantime, we have a home for veterans that's operating fully. So two things are happening now. We're serving veterans fully every Friday and Saturday, and we're also launching this capital campaign. So securing our future is really number one for us.
Absolutely,
right now.
Yeah. So if people are interested in wanting to help out with the fundraising campaign, what's the best way for them to do that then, John?
Well, we've set up so everything's going through our website because we monitor that very closely. So woodworkingforwarriors.org, and we'll get back to you immediately. I think from that point, often a phone call is what we like to do. Give you a call. You can leave your number. We'll get back to you right away. We're very interested in hearing back from the community, and especially if there are questions or your willingness to help.
Anything from individual donations to those who might be businesses or foundations, right?
Yes, we've started the capital campaign with a $100,000 pledge, along with a $200,000 challenge grant from the Bolger Foundation in New Jersey. So what that says is we raise $250,000, Bolger Foundation will give us $200,000.
Wow.
And in addition, our current benefactors, Jen Nix and Steve Leonard at our property in Tipton, have pledged a $100,000 donation as well toward our purchase of the property.
Nice, nice. It's nice to be able to know that there are avenues and resources that have been there available for you, but you still need that extra little oomph in order to get to your goal, right?
Right. And I think very often in fundraising, people say no amount is too small. And it's very, very true. If you're moved in any way to support veterans and our efforts to reduce isolation and build community for veterans so we can be a better part of the world around us, this is an opportunity for you to do so. Every penny will go toward the cause. We have no overhead, no paid staff. We're a volunteer group exclusively of veterans, and we look forward to stewarding this project forward.
Well, as you may already know, John, that Lenawee County certainly supports veterans big time. And of course, we have an annual fundraiser campaign of Thank a Vet, which is supported very well. And I know that a lot of people will get behind that, knowing that they're going to be serving and helping veterans right here in Lenawee County through this program, which I think has got to be a good feeling for you and your organization.
Well, I think one of the I'm a native Michigan person. I happen to live in Northwest Ohio right now.
We won't hold that against you.
I'm crawling my way back to Michigan, believe me. And but one of the things that has been very humbling in the process of working and building our group is the openness that people in Lenawee County have had, the generosity, their kindness, their insight, their curiosity about us. It's been all very humbling. And one of the things that doesn't get said very often, but what should be said because so many people will end up listening to this, is the fact that the model that we're developing, where we bring veterans together around woodworking, could easily be duplicated anywhere around the country,
mm-hmm.
and reduce the factors that are really difficult to get at.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Isolation, depression, lack of connection to the community. And so you can imagine we've had calls now, I think three, from veterans seeing us on the website. Yesterday, Reno, Nevada, the guy called, "I'm starting a wood shop for veterans. Can you help me? I have the money for the equipment, et cetera, et cetera." So this is more than a Lenawee County effort. We'd like to be like the germination point for this for other veterans. So the idea is to spread the idea.
Absolutely. And there's nothing wrong with that in order to make sure that other veterans can make good use of having such woodworking programs like this throughout the country too. And being, you know, you could be the, like you said, the germination of getting those started around the country too, I think would be a nice feather in your cap too, as a local organization for help getting something like this started.
Yeah, I think the learning is really key.
Yeah.
And if someone wants to start a veteran, particularly a group of veterans wanted to start pushing in this direction or some other similar direction, we'd love to help them. There's no exclusivity around this initiative.
Sure.
It's very collaborative in every way we can. One of our phrases is always a student, sometimes a teacher.
Yeah.
And we can, in fact, learn from each other in ways that is much more effective than just cruising the internet and YouTube.
Absolutely, yeah. And having that connection and being with other people, too, it means such a lot to those veterans as well, giving them a sense of purpose, too, John.
Well, I along the way, I wish I had some of the quotes to share with you as they were shared with me from veterans. It reinforces our work when people say, I don't really have any place I go other than the woodshop.
Yeah.
Or they say, I don't really like my family, and it's really hard to be at home. I need some place to go.
Yeah.
Those kinds of comments. Look, we're not all basket cases. We are veterans. We're serving proud. We're out there in the community. We're doing good things. We're raising our families. We're working at our jobs. I'm not trying to say we're something other than.
Right.
What I am saying is service came at a cost.
Right.
And when we get real with one another as veterans, there seems to be pay dirt there. There seems to be the ability to turn off some of that wariness, some of that vigilance of the outside world, and just be for the moment with your brothers and sisters. That's the best I can explain it.
Absolutely. Woodworking for Warriors, our hometown hope for the month of July. Once again, you're in your fundraising capital campaign, again, for those who may be interested in wanting to help out with donations to be able to help finance your organization. What's the best way of doing that again?
Again, it's our website. It's woodworkingforwarriors.org. And we're designed there to accommodate you in electronic donations, or in fact, if you want to write a check or whatever, the information's all there. But we want you to know that every penny, no overhead, nobody's getting paid, will go toward this project. And we're honest and vigilant stewards of your donations, and we promise you we will continue to be that way.
Well, thanks for being on the program, John, and helping explain more about what Woodworking for Warriors is all about. Much success in your capital campaign and much success in the future on the program and helping serving veterans here, not only in Lenawee County, but in the surrounding area as well.
Big thank you to you, Dale, and WLEN for supporting us.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.